This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives forms 7-member special committee to probe civil service bill cooling off controversy. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli informs Parliament of Spain visit achievements, cites strengthened global partnerships through UN conference. Hospitals across the country hold services except emergencies amid Nepal Medical Association call for protest. And U.S. President Donald Trump delays tariffs on 14 countries until August. Now, the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament are scheduled to meet today with several important legislative agendas on the table. In the House of Representatives meeting scheduled for 1 p.m. today, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Panta, will present a proposal for consideration on the Tilganga University of Ophthalmology Bill 2081, which originated in the National Assembly. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is also set to present a proposal seeking consideration on the Constitutional Council First Amendment Bill, which has already been amended by the Upper House. Ministers will respond to lawmakers' queries regarding the Ministries of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Youth and Sports, and Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Meanwhile, the National Assembly will convene at 1:15 p.m. where Education Minister Panta will respond to questions related to his ministry. Chairman of the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee, Maya Prasad Sharma, will present a study report on the implementation status of delegated legislation under the Tribhuvan University Act. Additionally, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, will pay table the Water Resources Bill 2081, which was received from the House of Representatives. Likewise, the meeting of the House of Representatives formed a 7-member parliamentary special committee to investigate alleged irregularities in the drafting of the Federal Civil Service Bill. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire announced the formation of the committee during yesterday's House meeting. The committee is led by Nepali Congress lawmaker Jivan Pariyar with members from major parties including CPN-UML, CPN Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. The panel has been tasked with probing discrepancies in the report related to the cooling-off period for civil servants, which reportedly contradicts the original intent of the bill. The committee has been given 21 days to submit its findings. Likewise, the bill to amend some Nepal Acts 2080 Bikram Samvat was tabled in the House, along with the message from the National Assembly on several financial bills, including the Appropriation Bill, Economic Bill and National Debt Collection Bill for 2082 Bikram Samvat. Annual reports from various parliamentary committees were also submitted. Minister for Defence Man Bahadur Rai, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented the 62nd annual report of the Office of the Auditor General. Additionally, Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury sought and received approval to present the National Sports Development First Amendment Bill 2082 Bikram Samvat. Meanwhile, House proceedings were disrupted as lawmakers from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party boycotted the session, demanding a parliamentary committee to probe the visit visa scam. Also in the parliament, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli briefed lawmakers on Nepal's participation in the UN's 4th International Conference on Financing for Development recently held in Sevilla, Spain. The Prime Minister stated that Nepal's presence at the event helped strengthen global economic partnerships and demonstrated Nepal's leadership potential among least developed countries, LDCs. He also highlighted Nepal's advocacy for sustainable development and stronger UN ties. Hospitals and health institutions across the country shut down all services except emergency care yesterday as doctors staged a nationwide protest led by Nepal Medical Association, NMA. The protest was called in response to recent consumer court verdicts against healthcare professionals. The move follows a court ruling ordering Grandi Hospital and its doctors to pay 5.7 million rupees in compensation over alleged medical negligence. The NMA has strongly objected to the decision, urging the Consumer Court, the Ministry of Health and Population, and other concerned authorities to review the verdicts, calling them unfair and harmful to the medical profession. Meanwhile, during yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, several lawmakers expressed concern over the ongoing protest. They called on the government to address the doctors' demands and ensure that both public health services and justice for all parties are upheld. President Ramchandra Paudal has appointed three new justices to the Supreme Court, acting on the recommendation of the Judicial Council. According to a statement from the Office of the President, those appointed include Senior Advocate Megharaj Pokharel, Chief Judge of High Court Janakpur Srikant Paudal, and Chief Judge of High Court Dipal Shanti Singh Thapa. The appointments follow the unanimous approval by the Parliamentary Hearing Committee, which also endorsed Mahesh Kumar Nepal as a new member of the Judicial Council. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*7# गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers held discussions with key stakeholders yesterday to address major infrastructure projects, including the construction of Toka Chahare Tunnel, the operation of the Nagdunga Tunnel, and resolving issues in the Shafrubesi Rasuagadi road expansion. The meeting focused on accelerating development efforts from the start of the new fiscal year and implementing traffic management reforms on major highways, especially given the upcoming festive season. Swiss Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday during his official visit to Nepal. The two leaders held discussions on deepening bilateral ties and expanding development cooperation between Nepal and Switzerland. During the meeting, Prime Minister Oli appreciated Switzerland's long-standing support for Nepal's development initiatives and emphasized the importance of continued collaboration. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, who is currently overseeing the Foreign Ministry, also met with Minister Cassis. According to Home Ministry spokesperson Ramchandra Tiwari, the two discussed matters of mutual interest and bilateral relations. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a delay in imposing higher tariffs on imports from 14 countries including Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Bangladesh. The move comes just days before a 90-day pause on certain import taxes was due to expire. The higher tariffs were originally scheduled to take effect on July 9, but have now been postponed as the White House continues efforts to negotiate new trade agreements. President Trump has defended the tariff strategy as a way to protect American industries, boost domestic manufacturing, and create jobs. However, economists warn that such measures could lead to higher consumer prices in the U.S. and a slowdown in global trade. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of the country, and chances of heavy rainfall are likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province today. There are also chances of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. Currently, the monsoon low pressure through is around its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. House of Representatives forms seven-member special committee to probe civil service bill cooling off controversy. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli informs Parliament of Spain visit achievements, cites strengthened global partnerships through UN conference. Hospitals across the country hold services except emergencies amid Nepal Medical Association call for protest. And U.S. President Donald Trump delays tariffs on 14 countries until August. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned and have a good day.